Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. This is Rochelle Davis.
Hey, Ms. Davis. How are you feeling today?
I'm fine, but I went by the aid office this morning because I couldn't get nobody on that phone. So I just got up and went. I got the number for you.
Good for you. Good for you. One second. Let me put it down. One second, okay? Please hold. All right, Ms. Davis, I'm ready for you. What's the Medicaid ID number? It's just relaxing all
that tension that you get. Wow, that feels great. I've tried a lot of belts in the past, nothing like this.
Ms. Davis, I'm ready for you.
Okay, it is 205 44 632.
Okay, and what about Mr. Kevin?
Okay, for Mr. Kevin, what did you need from him?
Just the Medicaid ID number.
Oh, he's not on Medicaid.
Oh, okay. So are we, so what are we doing with him? Did he still need home care services or no?
Okay, he's the caregiver.
He just needs a caregiver. So
Eddie
what
Hardy is the patient.
Eddie Hardy.
And he's okay. Eric Hardy is not on Medicaid.
Okay, so we have to get him onto Medicaid so that we can get him a caregiver. Has he tried applying for services yet or no?
You say have he what?
Has he applied for Medicaid yet?
Have he applied for Medicare?
No, Medicaid, because Medicaid is the program that's covering home care services right now, where a friend, family, or trustee can take
well,
care.
Well, then he must be on Medicare.
Yeah, he has to.
Medicaid.
No, Medicaid, right.
He must be on Medicaid. I can call him and get his number and call you right back.
Got it.
Okay, I'll call you
Thank
right
you.
Back.
Yep.
Babe.
All right, bye.
Okay.